You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida. This class is from the Robert L. and Rhoda Lipton Foundation Audio Library. For more information, please call 305-534-7050 or 1-888-TALMUDIC. That's 1-888-TALMUDIC. Or you can visit our website at www.talmudicu.edu.
We got a very interesting thing. Now we still don't need any Hebrew. We got a very interesting thing started here. The relationship between Haggadah and the relationship between Sipur. It's clear that there's two separate halachas. But we said a Sipur is a story. It's a softer, even the word soft, Sipur, sefer. Yeah, it's like very interesting. Whereas Higatla Bincha is a stronger message. That's the bavur that you'll do mitzvahs. And somehow the two have to blend in together. Probably, if you want, sometime we'll go through the Rambam and see if we can actually find a reconciliation of the two. But it's certainly one that seems to be a halacha within another halacha, or it's both simultaneous. Very fascinating. Okay, you want to start the Haggadah? Okay, we'll just we could start a Maggid, or we could go through the plate, the 15 things. Do we talk about that? Yeah. Huh?
I don't remember.
Okay, there's, you know, different sheet there's on the Seder plate. The Seder plate, according to the Arizal, has six things on it. Zeraya, Beya, and then Mor, Harosis, Karpas, and Chazeres. It's six. Other Minhagim have five. The Sfarta mostly do six, right? Two Segols. I think that's the general meaning of Sfarta. They have six things on the plate. That's all Pikabola. And the reason for that is as follows. Six things. No, you have to down. I'll talk to you for a minute. After learning, I will talk to you for 1 minute. Six things, three matzahs is nine, and the plate itself is one, is ten. It's connected to the Aseret Sfiros. That's what the Arizal said. The question is, what are we doing with the Aseret Sfiros on the table? All the time. Well, why don't you, when you eat Shabbos night, when you have ten things on the table? What is the... What? We do?
Yes, yes.
No, that's 12 challahs. That's a different thing. That's connected to Lechem Aponim. That's another thing. But 10 things on the table. So there's some unique connection between Pesach night and between the Esser Spheres.
Is that going to have to be resolved on one plate?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's you put the three matzahs on top of the Ka'ara, under the Ka'ara, and the Ka'ara, and the six things in there, so you have three, six, and three. Excuse me, six, one, and three. That's Al Pi Kabbal, that's why you have ten. But what's the connection to have ten? You can have ten Tuesday afternoon. After Sirius is a good thing all the time, right? But I think the pshat is like this. We have afterwards a very interesting thing. We have an order. This is not printed here. A lot of people have the custom before the Haggadah. Ariel, is anyone okay for you? Yeah. Simon Leseder Shel Pesach. So they have a list here of, they have it as 14 things, but that's a mistake because they don't understand it. I believe they probably don't understand it. What I mean is, you know, they count it. It's 15 because Moitzi Matzah they have is one. Moitzi is one and Matzah is the second thing. So it's 15. And the minig by some people is to sing that before you start the Seder. Do you have a custom like that? Before you start the Seder. We don't have that custom at home, but that's a minig. What do you have to count up for? What are you counting up for? You'll do it. What's the Indian of counting? So what I think is like this. We actually have a very interesting contradiction. That's really very difficult to understand. The new year starts Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Tovshin Samach Ches, start of Rosh Hashanah, and Tovshin Samach Ches is going to start of Rosh Hashanah. The months start Achodesh Azel Lecham Rosh Chodashim, start Nisan. It would make a lot more sense, I think, Achodesh Arishon should be Tishrei. Like in English, the year and the calendar and the month start at the same time. January is number one. It's like a starting. The new year starts January 1st, but the first of the months is June. So this guy doesn't have any type of. What's the logic of this? I think the Torah is telling us here is that there are two creations of the world. There's one creation of the world that was pre-Klal Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. And there was another new world created by Chodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. That's a different world. It works with different principles. There's a different. It operates on different realities. Really, Rashi starts with that question. Why did the Torah start with the world of Bereishis Bara, which is the old world? The Torah should have started with HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh. You know, the way people learn Rashi, why do you start Bereishis Bara? You should start with the first mitzvah. If it's a sefer of mitzvahs, where should you start? HaChodesh HaZeh?
You start with the
first mitzvah. I don't think. That or Maimon Har Sinai. That's where the real Hischaimus comes. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi understands this is a sefer of the history of the world. But what world are we talking about? Are we talking the original world? Are we talking about the world that started Chodesh Hazeh Lochem? How do I know a new world started in Chodesh Hazeh Lochem? Veracious is Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Veracious. So the fulfillment of the world reached its purpose, or the world was this for what creation was Bishul Yisrael Shenik Veracious. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem is the beginning of the Havai of Am Yisrael. In the world of the Havai of Am Yisrael, who runs the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with Am Yisrael. We run the world together. Tzadik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. There's a... It's beyond tonight's discussion, but we've talked about many times that we have a real share in running the world with him. There's a shutzfah, so there's a bris. There's a bris in running the world. We have Friday night, tonight, Shnei Malachi Asharis accompany us home. Malachi Asharis? Who are the Malachim created to be Masharis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two Malachi Asharis accompany you home from Shul? Because whoever says Vayechulu is Nasis Shutif HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Bereishis. From here on in, the world is a partnership. So this is the corporate jet. The Malachim are the corporate jet. Sometimes they're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu, sometimes they take care of the other partner. The question here is, how the Torah, should the Torah have an account of the old world? The Torah should go right away into the new world. And that Rashi says an answer that Bemison, the Tachlis is this world, but we can't come out with the appearance that Gazlonim Atem. So therefore we need Sefer Bereishis. This is the whole discussion what that means. But that's what Rashi says. What Aseret Sefirot is Basar Ma'amoris Nivra Olam. The world was created with 10 statements. Those 10 statements are the Hishtalshulis of the Sefirot. Of the Asaras Mamoris are the Asaras Spheres. That's the Hishtalshulis Hadvarim. And therefore, Pesach night is another creation. And therefore, we have on the Seder plate 10, because what we're doing is reminding us of the Asaras Mamoris Shenivra Olam, which is the Gilui of the Esser Spheres. That's the number 15 now, too. Amara Digger number. The number 15 is Yud and He. The Pasuk says, Ki Bikah, with Yud Kei, Tsur Oilamim. Hashem fashioned the world, the Gemara says in Menachos. The Yud he fashioned Olam Haba, the Hey he fashioned Olam Hazeh. Ki be'ika tsur olamim. He was the sire of the world. He fashioned the world with Yud and Kei. That this world has a component here and has a component of all of eternity. And that was Yud Hey. This is a night of creation. And on the night of creation, what we are doing is we have 15 things. This is corresponds to things that were the two elements of creation. The Yud for this world and the He for the world to come. Which, by the way, just think about that for a second. The Gemara says, Ish for Isha, Shechina Shruya Beinehem, Shalom Beinehem, Shechina Shruya Beinehem. If not, if there's no Shalom, Shechina is not. What is the Shechina that Shruya Beinehem? Ish is Yud. He is Isha. If Shechina Shruya Beinehem is good, if not, Eish Oichla. That the Gemara says. Eish is fire. A woman has an extra He. A man has an extra cup. And therefore, if the Shechina Shruya Beinehem, then you have Isha v'ish. If you don't have Shechina, then you have Ka, you have a Yud K. That's what the Gemara says. And if not, Eish. They destroy each other. Which also means that the Isha is the He, Olam Haza, and the man is the Yud, Olam Haba. Ki b'ka, Tzur Olamim. It's interesting. Ki b'ka with Yud K, Tzur Olamim. That's the fashion.
Shechina Shruya Beinehem is probably when they're creating a human.
Yeah, that's the ultimate. That's very good. That's the ultimate creation. And Rashi says that in Chumash. Actually, that was the. In fact, that was the completion of their creation when they created. That the finality of the creation of man is when he was became a creator. Until that, he hasn't finished his creation. That's the way Rashi explains the pasuk. But Selim Elokim also Ela told us Shemayim Varetz Biyom. No, it's Biyom Hibarim later on. This pasuk, Rashi says, Perek Hey, Rashi says, Zeh Sefer told us Odom, B'yom Baro Elokim Odom, on the day man Hashem created man, B'dmus Elokim Oso. Zeh Sefer told us Odom, this is the descendants of man, on the day Hashem created man. Rashi says, this is the demus Elokim he made was fulfilled or developed on the day that Adam had told us Adam. That's what Rashi says. That's when he reads the pasuk. And the Zohar the Kei Barim VeYivarchasan Yikras Shemam Adam BiYom HiBarim, but really the day of their creation was the day that they themselves became creators.
Very interesting, Rashi.
Make sure I'm not. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. Zuhi Sfiris told. This is the story of the told us Adam. That Adam had children. Medrash HaGadol Yeshram. B'yom Baron, the day he was created. Magid should be Yom Shenivra Holid. The Pasuk says the day he was created. And Rashi says, what does that mean? Magid, it comes to tell you, B'yom Shenivra, on the day he was created. What happened? Holid. He gave birth. You know what I'm saying? The Pasuk says, Zeh Sefer told us, Adam b'yom bara, on the day Hashem created him. And Rashi says, Magid, it comes to teach you, on the day man was created, he was a father. Because until then, he's not been created. It's unbelievable, Rashi. B'dmus Elokim, osa b'yom bara Elokim Adam, on the day Hashem created man. That tells you that was the day that he gave birth. Zeh Sefer told us Adam. This the man had children, and that B'yom Baro Elokim Adam B'dmus Elokim also that man is not finished being completed until when? until he has a child. He's not fully created until he, if the Torah says he's fully created, that means, what does that mean? He has a child.
Is that the makor that he's a mace if he doesn't?
No, it's not the makor there. I don't know if it says that anywhere.
No?
It says, no, that's imayin hova bona meso noichi. She says that. There. But he's not fully created. Anyway, that's just a very interesting shot. So Pesach night is an act of creation. And therefore we have 10 on the table, which corresponds to Asar Mamaris. And also we have 15, which is really creation is a process of 15. So it comes out the Seder night. How the correlation, maybe we'll have some Siat Deshmai, is to figure out where these should come out like this, that in the process of creation, we should have things which are the 10 things for the 5 things for this world and 10 things for the world to come. Ki b'ka tsur olam hei is olam hazeh. So there probably should be certain things which is this world and certain things which is for the world to come. We'll do a little speculation on that. I just want to say there's one other shtickle. Yod al kes ka ki yod al kes ka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nish swears because that his kisei is not fulfilled until Melchemes Amalek. Ki ya ka al kes ka, which means the Yud Kei is not complete until he gets rid of Amalek. So until there's a Mechias Amalek, there's no completion of the Yud K. So that really, that Amalek really is Ma'akiv in the full sense of creation. It's not just adversary, but there's actually a lack in creation. In fact, that there's Amalek. There's a lack of the shlemus of creation as long as there's Amalek. Anyway, that's the Yud K. Probably that's the 15 Vovs and Emes V'Yatsev also. Therefore, the Seder is something which is reflecting, it's a night of creation. Night of creation is a night of Hischachus, a night of being able to achieve certain things. The Seder is a creation, not the creation of the original world, but we're trying to create, fashion the world the way, in our world, the way the world that we're taking responsibility for. And these are the things, I guess, that we need in order to become responsible for this new world. Now, how do you think they split up? It's certainly not clear. If we go to the first 5, it would be Kadesh, Karpas, Magid. What? No? Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, right? Now take a look. Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz is very similar to Rachza, washing your hands, Moror, and Matzah. Right? Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, and Magid. You know what it's almost like? It's almost like then comes Rochza, Moitzi Matzah, which is similar to Yachatz. Then comes Moror. And then comes Koirich. Right? When he asked the question, Koirich is Matzah Moror. Why is that? Oh, yeah. So we have Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid. It's almost, those 5 are almost like a table of contents of what's going to happen. It's almost like a preview of what's going to happen. We have Rachza, we wash our hands. We have Moitzi Matzah, which relates to Yachas. We have Morah, which is the same as Karpas. And we have Koirich, which is Matzah, Moror, together. It's really Pesach matzah mor. Korach is really Pesach matzah mor. Right? Magid is what? V'gadat l'bincha b'yom ha'ulemar b'avur zeh. What's also Hashem li b'avur what? But which mitzvahs? Rashi says Pesach matzah mor. So it's almost at the first five things there, almost, is a table of contents, which what comes later, which may be the oilam. How to be magda this, I don't know exactly. This is very interesting. Kaddish, I also don't yet have a great hezbrin, but it's very much, the first five are almost repeated later on. Kimat is a repetition. We wash our hands again. We have the matz again. We have the purpose of the magid there. The only thing, and we have the karpas, which is more. Kaddish, we need some. So if what we're saying would be true, it would be five, and ten would be the first five is the table of contents. You know what table of contents is? You open up a sefer. It has b'daf beizeh, daf zez, echem? Tochen. Tochen? Tochen means content also, but I guess they call the table of the tape. The tochen means, but haluach shel tochen. Mafteche, whatever. Mafteche, it's a tochen, it's mafteche, the tochen. So the tochen is the yud. The hey is the five things. I just like the chab, what the kadesh is. I don't have a good hezbrin there. You'll see the rashi, we just bring the rashi, but I'm sure rashi is magid is pesach, matzah, and mor.
If you divide up the first five and the last ten, so there's two cups of wine before and two cups of wine after.
No, that's right. The Kaddish is the drinking the wine. So there's two cups of wine
before
Mosi Matzah, and there's two afterwards from then on. No, it's Kaddish is not just the Kiddush. Kaddish is the kais of wine, which is a repetition too. I think what Abba Zev is saying is even clearer. Yachatz has to do with Motzi Matzah. That's exactly what we're doing. Yachatz is we're creating Motzi Matzah. What are we doing by Yachatz? We're creating Motzi Matzah.
One is being connected
too. What?
But then Yachatz is being connected to two things. Well, each
one has to be connected to two things. Because it's five and ten.
Okay. Yeah, ultimately, yeah, that's right. Ultimately.
Right, but it's from the same set of five, though.
What? Yeah, it's
Yeah,
okay.
No, it's it's five and ten.
Oh. Yeah. You know, the only problem is, with what you're saying, is one problem. The arbicosis is not mentioned later on. In the 15, there's no arbicosis. Just Kaddish is the arbicosis. Now, if you want to say, there's no arbicosis here, which is another kasha.
It's not a step.
Yeah, so you have to say it's all included in the Kiddush.
The reason why we can't do something, first make Kiddush over wine, first make Maggot over a cup of wine, and then all these other things, dancing is also over a cup of wine, house would be over a cup of wine.
Right. So the matter of the end is the Kaddish. But Kaddish also has Kiddush Hayom in it. You know, it's not impossible. The matzah also has in it a kiddush, tikkun halacha. The reason I'm saying that is because the Rambam says, the Rambam says, if your taka don't have wine, huh? No. In Hilchos Chametz or Matzah, there's a Rambam. Listen to the Rambam Hilchos Chametz or Matzah. I gotta find it. I'm used to the other Rambam. I probably can find the other one faster. I can't learn the Rambam without this Rambam now, but in the old days when I used the other Rambam, so these things are just easier to find. This is Mamar's the schus of Rambam. Unbelievable. But you see how it got better. I gave a shiur yesterday. Akash are unbelievable shvei Rambam. Unbelievable. 300 svarim, I didn't find the kasha. Now they do 1,500 Svarim. I'm sure somebody has the kasha there. It's like the Rambam is tight words here. Now where is this? Mishin no yain. Where's the mishin no yain? I got everything else. Mishin. Oh, here. Mishin lo yain belele hapesach mekadesh al hapas kederach shosu b'shabas b'osa kol hadvorm al haseder hazeh. In other words, the Rambam is telling you that this haggadah can be said on yayin or on, you know, there's a chiddush. You're right. Friday night there's the halacha, but there's a yunt, there's a pesach tika chiddush that's considered al haseder hazeh.
Every time you get to,
no, I don't think you make another motzi lechem minoritz, but you are saying it al haseder. Normally it has to be al hakoses is al haseder. But if you don't have koisus, then you're not doing it ala seder. So the Ram,
the master, or
no? I don't know. I really don't know. I never really questioned it. I just thought the first time. But you're right. You might have to really eat the matzah each time. That's I don't know. Okay, that's. Well, let's take a look at the Frankel Rambam for this. Somebody must have discussed this already.
Somebody in
yeah, I don't know if that's an interesting question. Shabbos, chametz and matzah, ches. You need 800 for that. this one was 300. I think by the last one it says 1,500 swarm around. I'm sure someday they're going to improve that. I mean, they're going to go through 15 because it's
maybe Yashat and Shulchan Aruch and
Safon,
because
Yachatz.
The Yachatz have made perfect to have an Afikoman and get as a derech for the poor person eats a meal, a poor person breaks the bread in half, and that's the favorite of his meal.
You mean that everything is taka two from the beginning? So the kadesh would be moitzi matzah. Matzah kadesh is, I mean, there is, as I say, that you can say kiddush on this, I understand, but how's this moitzi matzah? It's interesting also, you know, the Gemara does say, as machlokes in the Gemara, what the Eitz Hadas was. It was Shechita or Yayin. I'm just bringing a riot. There's machlokes in the Gemara, where the Eitz Hadas was Shechita or Yayin. I'm just saying, but here it's a question of Yayin or Shechita.
Yeah, I'm saying, but is the reason why we use generally Yayin is because of Eitz
Hadas? Huh?
Generally
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's like some kind of tikkun, or it has das. I would imagine for sure.
We thought we learned that it's
yain.
Can we go with that?
It's tanoim. I don't know if there's achra. Derech klal, I think we think it's yain.
Yeah.
And Yehuda says v'schita. Whatever it means, it they're connected. Yain and chita are connected. They're connected. That might be. It's a kiddush. Yayin, and he's passing it also. You have arbakosis, or you have.
The Gemara is right, it's opposite though on that. Then right, the reason for wine is that it's a mixture. That's why that's the Gemara is right. That mixture usually comes through wine, so maybe it's not the wine. And the Raya with wheat, I believe, was because that's like the sustenance. It's like exactly.
I don't know those. It's far from Sukkah.
From Sukkah, then. The rye is
Yain was...
Right. Yain is actually it's generally a mitzvah.
Okay, but whatever it is. To the level that Elul is true, that means at some level they're connected. Okay, good.